This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
Friends, I don't know about you, but I am always fascinated by those folks who build great castles on the seashore. Castles made out of sand, that is. I have seen some that spread out several yards and were truly masterpieces. I've seen these sand castles on TV and on the internet, and some folks have even emailed me pictures and videos of them. Once I saw a news report that showed a tidal wave that rolled in across one such magnificent sand castle, and guess what? It turned it into a pile of sand in just a few moments. This reminded me of those who live their lives without God. They put all their skills into winning fortune and fame, but one day the tidal wave of death will make its sweep, and they must stand before God in judgment, and because they have built their lives on the sand, they must endure eternity without Him. The God of heaven has made it possible through the sacrifice of His Son for every person to build their lives on the rock. When we build upon Jesus as the rock of ages, there is no tidal wave big enough or powerful enough to destroy. Because of King David's relationship to God, he could say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23, verse 4. In the Christian age in which we live today, the proper relationship to Christ gives us the same assurance. And therefore, the faithful Christian can sing, "On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Friends, you may ask, how does one build his life on Jesus the rock? Millions miss the way by feeling that it is enough to learn of Jesus and believe that He is the Christ. This certainly is very important, but it must not stop there. When Jesus delivered His Sermon on the Mount, He closed it by stating the following, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. He then gave this solemn warning, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. Thus, to build upon Christ as a rock, one must hear and do what Jesus taught. Before giving these illustrations, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Have you come to God as a penitent believer, confessing your faith that Christ is the Son of God and been baptized for the remission of your sins? Would you take a moment and examine your life? Are you building a castle of sand that will not stand in the judgment? Or are you building on Jesus, the solid rock? Doesn't the answer depend on whether or not you're doing what Jesus said to do? If you are not doing the Father's will, please, we beg you, begin to do so today. Our time is up. Till next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.